The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos, and Sean Wells. Hey, everybody.
Woo. Hello.
Hi.
So good to have you in studio, Sean. Really is.
Thank you.
You know, it's coming up on your 5-year anniversary being on the show. Because it's a 7-year anniversary. August the 9th will be 7 years we've been on the air.
Are we having a party?
You know what? I think we should. I really should. We should, right?
Why? Like a small OR
life is
party.
So darn. Huh? Let's throw a party.
Any chance for a party, you should take it.
Absolutely, I agree. Especially because life is so short.
Let's celebrate.
You ever notice how the holidays that revolve around drinking are the holidays that like we've picked up and absorbed into like American like.
Like
Cinco de Mayo,
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. It's like,
oh, I gotcha.
We like that holiday. We don't know what it's about, but I heard there's drinking involved. So.
Who drinks on Valentine's Day?
Cool.
Well, you know, speaking of that, so I was watching a documentary the other night when I was trying to find a movie. I started watching this one on drinking before I watched Casino or half of Casino until they squished his head and I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, I turned it off. You know the one where they put his head in a vice grip to get him to talk?
Gross.
Yeah. You know the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know the movie.
I can't. I'm just too sensitive to it now. I don't know. Yeah. I can't take it. But what was I talking about?
The documentary on drinking.
Oh, the documentary about drinking. And so it was this really interesting documentary about the connection between alcohol and cancer. Mm-hmm. And there was a study that was done. I believe it came out of the UK. And it said up to 12 units a week is an acceptable amount. Anything over that could cause cancer. And of course, anything below that, the less alcohol, the better, basically, is what this was saying.
What's 12 units?
12 units. Okay, so it's interesting. And I'll see if I can pull it up by memory. But basically, like a beer is one or two units. And wine is like 3 units. A typical glass of wine is 3 units. And of course, alcohol is off the charts.
Yeah.
So if you're going to drink, it's better to drink beer or wine. But it was really interesting. And it made me think of myself. So the other day, last night, I went to go see Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood or Won't You Be My Neighbor with Fred Rogers. And it was so good, you guys. It really was. But when I went to go get a drink before the movie and some popcorn, which made me fat this morning, I'm not eating any more corn. Corn makes you fat, doesn't it, Sean?
It's inflammatory.
I love
it
popcorn.
It is, and it's so bad for you. And even burgers are mostly corn. That's what they say, based right? Because of what the cows eat. But so anyway, I got a beer instead of a glass of wine because I was counting my units.
Counting those units.
Well, there you go.
I think it has to do with how quickly it's consumed for the alcohol. So like if you have, you're obviously getting more water content with the wine or the beer than you would like a shot or a mixed drink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how speedily you drink that drink too. Like if you're having a glass of wine over the course, exactly, of a long dinner and it's, you know, a fairly fatty meal and you're taking your time, then like that's not really going to equate to you getting drunk.
Yeah,
but if you pound shots, that's different, you know.
Well, I think everybody likes getting a little buzz from wine or beer or alcohol, whatever. But
speaking of, I had my first glass of wine the other night, Sunday night.
Yeah,
since I've been pregnant.
Mm-hmm. She drank it slow. It was a tiny amount.
I wish people could see my hands, but it was really tiny.
Yeah.
Well, I just needed a little sip.
Yeah, you know what? And back in the old days, they would tell you to drink beer and wine because beer made breast milk. Have you heard
what?
That?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, the hops are phytoestrogenic, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
See, there you go. So there's some truth behind it, right?
An IPA. There you go.
Yeah, well, I had an IPA yesterday, by the way. I'm all hooked on IPAs now. But they're very satisfying. That one beer, I made it last an hour and a half. So
did it not get warm?
Yeah. You were babysitting
a little bit, but not not bad.
I like a beer that's 20% alcohol. So.
Is it?
That's the way to go.
20%.
Are IPAs higher in alcohol?
Yes. Big time.
Oh, no ABVs wonder I are like so high. No wonder.
They're like five times like a normal
beer.
Well,
but you know what? If you're going to just drink one beer and you want the beer buzz, why not just drink one?
There you go. Yeah. Why have a six pack?
Those blood and honeys.
I think it made me emotional because I cried a lot through that movie. It was so good. It was. But we've got such a good show. Coming up today. We really do. We've got Sean Wells talking about the four labs that you need to get right now. I don't know anything about this. I'm very anxious to hear what he has to say. Faye Alahi is back on. I've missed her. She's wonderful. She's going to be talking about which of your nutritional supplements are going to waste. And I've got Maura Davies on the line. She is talking about five simple tips to handle a wild animal encounter on vacation. Maura, how are you doing today?
Hi, doing great.
Okay, so this actually happened to me where I was up. People have heard the story. I've talked about it a couple of times where I was in California on a beach and I was scared to death because we had put down a picnic and then I saw the bear sign. So what should I do if I was to encounter a bear on the coast of California? What are some of these things that you need to do?
That is so scary. Well, first of all, don't freak out. Stay calm, which maybe the hardest thing.
Which I didn't do.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, the best, all the experts say, don't panic. So whether it's a bear or a shark or a rattlesnake or whatever, I know that sounds really hard to do, but it's worse if you freak out.
Yeah.
And so the best thing to do is remove yourself really slowly. So if you're in the water, quietly get out. If you see a snake, like a rattlesnake coiled up, walk way around it, maybe go the other direction. If you do get bitten or hurt, if it's a snake, call poison control, call 911, get medical help immediately. And that's kind of the first step in staying calm.
Mm-hmm.
Second, look big. So whether that's a bear or a mountain lion or a coyote, isn't this weird? Okay, so
how do you look big?
You can either, like, if you have some sort of jacket on, you can open it wide. If you have a backpack or a purse, or if you're carrying anything, you can raise it up in the air out to the side. So you can also start yelling and screaming and throwing stuff to try to scare off an animal. If you were lucky enough to happen to have an umbrella, you can open it up and, make yourself really big that way.
Wow. If I ever go out in the wild again, I'm bringing an umbrella with me.
Take an umbrella, yeah. And, so, it could double as a walking stick, so it's like a win-win.
Or a snake poker.
Don't poke the snake. Go around the snake.
Not that I would hurt a snake, but I definitely would push it away with my umbrella if I had one. Okay, so what about running? You always hear don't run.
Don't run, seriously. If you run away, they're going to probably catch you. So whether you're talking about a wild animal or a feral animal that's out in your neighborhood, running from them, they will catch up with you. They're going to be faster probably, and they probably won't get as tired as you. So it can also encourage them, especially some of these animals, coyotes, dogs, they have a prey drive. Bears, they have that drive to chase prey. So you're just feeding that prey drive. So, and even animals in the water, like alligators, same thing, prey drive.
Yeah.
So just back away slowly, turn sideways, avoid eye contact, and appear unthreatening.
Wow. And you're not supposed to feed bears, right? Because that just encourages them to come and get food from, like, what was the name of that cartoon back in the day, Yogi Bear?
Yes. Hey, bear. Boo-boo.
Yeah, they want the picnic basket.
Picnic baskets.
Oh my God, that's funny.
True. Don't feed them. Now, whether you're talking about bears or deer or if you're at the beach and there are seagulls, don't feed them. It'll just encourage them to be reliant on people and can actually lead to their demise. And also it could get you a really big fine. In some places there's a $500 fine. I've seen other places that have a $5,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do it because it's horrible for the animals. And it just might also be expensive to you.
Yeah. Well, and what's this about selfies?
Okay, this one I can't stress enough. To some people, it's going to be kind of a duh moment. But to others, it'll be, oh, gosh, shoot, that's a good point. Just don't take selfies with wild animals. It will probably wind up getting you injured and maybe even killed. I've heard examples of people all over the world who have gotten either eaten, injured, gored, et cetera, by large animals, large scary animals, mm-hmm. because they're trying to get close enough to take a selfie.
Jeez.
So just don't do that. It's not helpful. It's not cool. it just don't.
Hey, what about that great story where those three humans got eaten by lions? Did you hear about that? I'm sure you did, right?
I did. They broke
the poachers.
Yeah, the poachers broke in to try to kill animals, and the animals ate them.
Yeah, karma, baby.
Nice.
Sean's over there looking at me. What are you thinking? What are you thinking, Sean?
I was just thinking of like Instagram stories and taking selfies with animals and
put a filter on the bear.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, take
put a human filter on the.
Oh, God. Well, wait, if you want to take a selfie, do it with your dog or cat at home. Domesticated animals.
Well, you know, and you do have to be kind. And, you know, I read an article this morning. It's actually in the new issue of Paleo Magazine is out. And I love Paleo Magazine. As you know, they're one of our sponsors. But they talk about hunting squirrels. There's an article in here called Tree Squirrels, Cut Your Teeth on Our Least Appreciated Game Species. It says that squirrels are plentiful and delicious, and the weapons needed to hunt them are inexpensive and light, and the basic skills required, which I would say probably you don't need much skill. It's a poor little squirrel. But to be successful are the same as for hunting big game. What do you say about hunting squirrels, Maura, as the vice president of communications for the SPCA, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in North Texas? What do you say to that?
I am personally not a fan.
Not me either.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yep. Poor little things.
In general, however, if people are curious as to what laws are in their state, I encourage people to look them up. In Texas, there are very specific laws regarding what quote-unquote wildlife or quote-unquote exotic animals can be hunted. So what we do is we tell people, do not break the law. If you do not know what breaking the law is, look it up, speak to an attorney. But in general, there are animals that are considered food animals. There are humane methods of getting to that point where you're eating the animal. So we always promote the most humane way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, I'm not a fan of hunting squirrels. No,
Me either. Me either. Broke my heart. I love squirrels. I've almost killed myself breaking for a squirrel. You know?
Yes,
right?
Too. I would.
It's because they have
always
fur.
It's
because they have fur.
No, it's because they're cute.
If they
and
were
they're
hairless
sweet, and
they were the rats that they are.
Squirrels
were.
No, I love rats too. Maura and I both love rats. I love rats.
I also want to give a shout out to the rats and the squirrels and all the rodents.
Shout out to the rodents.
Be kind to our friends.
And I love mice, too.
Algernon.
They were here first in many cases in our neighborhood.
That's right.
And they were here first.
Absolutely. Thank you,
Flowers
Maura.
For Algernon.
Maura, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Maura Davies, she is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. And you know what? The Fur Ball is coming up September 22nd. We will be there. I hope y'all will come, too. It's a great event, and it raises a lot of money. And we've got a lot of homeless animals in Texas. So we're having to ship them out to other states. So be aware and support the SPCA of North Texas. Go to the SPCA.org. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up. Faye Alahi is next. You're listening to One Life Radio. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Song, Diamond. I haven't heard it in so long. This is The Boss.
Let me ask you. I have a business partner that made me watch The Defiant Ones.
Okay.
Have you seen it? It's
no.
A four-part miniseries that's on HBO. You can watch HBO on demand. It's all about Jimmy Iovine, the producer that's like produced at like Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, like huge acts, and then also Dr. Dre. And
oh,
his
cool.
whole background, and then them coming together for Beats,
oh,
and then
wow.
how that sold and how they became billionaires. But it's all like their background, like coming up too, and like what kind of led to.
Oh, I want to see it.
It's
What's the
so
name
good.
Of it?
The Defiant Ones.
The Defiant Ones. Is it on Netflix?
HBO.
HBO. I love HBO. Always so innovative in their programming or their, what do you want to
Content. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so great to have Faye Alahi here. Faye, how are you doing today?
That's great. Hi, Bernadette. I'm
Hi.
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. I was so looking forward to talking with you. You're like a dear old friend. I miss having you in studio. We've had a lot of great shows together. For those of you just now joining us and are not familiar with Faye Alahi is a psychologist and a nutritionist with a private practice here in Dallas, Texas since 2001. She specializes in food allergies, food intolerances, celiac, gluten sensitivity, ADD, ADHD, and autism spectrum disorders. She is also a public speaker, blogger, researcher, and is the author of Ready, Set, Eat. And you can find Faye at glutenfreenutritionforlife.com. That's glutenfreenutritionforlife.com or at specialneedsnutrition.com. Always a pleasure. Faye, today we're talking about which of your nutrient supplements are going to waste. I love this subject.
Yes, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, Bernadette, we casually pop vitamins thinking that, I guess, out of guilt conscience because we have such a bad diet. But the truth is no amount of supplement will really neutralize the bad diet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing that I want to just establish because a lot of us pop vitamins, and this is a multi-billion dollar industry, and it would not be alive to this day unless we thought that it was doing something. And in some cases, we have to take it. For instance, people who travel a lot, they will definitely need to bridge the gap between what they eat and what they need to eat and what their bodies need. But vitamins are not supposed to be taken instead of food, but they're supposed to be supplements.
Right.
That's exactly what they're there for, as a supplement.
Well, one of the ones that you're going to talk about today are calcium. So are calcium supplements really strengthening your bones?
Well, that's a multi-million dollar question. In my opinion, a lot of them are really useless. Because there's a sure test you could do. You could drop your calcium tablet in a little bit of water and just wait until it dissolves. If it takes more than 15 minutes to be completely dissolved, it is not good for your body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's really important information.
Yes. Calcium carbonate, most of the people, about most women especially, about 70% of women over 50 take some sort of calcium supplement every day because of what you just said. They want to strengthen their bone.
Right.
But calcium carbonate, for instance, is not at all useful. It's chalk. It's basically made, you know, it's clay and chalk. And so it's not useful, and you might even run the risk of damaging your kidneys.
Right.
But calcium citrate or glycinate would be very effective.
Okay. Sean's over there shaking his head. He obviously agrees, not degrees.
Yes.
unlike calcium, calcium, isn't that the brittle part of your bones, and can't you overdo it?
Yes, you can, or you can just basically throw your money away. In other words, you don't do much harm if you take something above what's recommended of the good kind, such as calcium citrate or glycinate. But you're just wasting your money because there's a limit to how much calcium you pick up from your supplements.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to remedy that is to have a diet that gives you a good high calcium content, so such as broccoli, cruciferous like kale, you know, things of that nature. Believe it or not, cantaloupes contain calcium. Orange juice, if it's fresh squeezed, that contains calcium. So you have plenty of dietary sources of calcium.
I love it. I love it. And silica is one of the basic building blocks as well, isn't it, to having healthy bones and joints?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. So boron, and yes, there are plenty of things you could do. So having a cup of yogurt, preferably Greek yogurt, something like some cruciferous vegetables, about one or two cups a day, a little orange juice here and there, that will satisfy at least half your calcium need. And then on top of that, you can supplement by taking another like 500 or 700 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. Well, on this list is omega-3 fish oil. So what are the heart benefits of omega-3 or any of the benefits of omega-3 fish oil?
They typically help you. They're vasodilators, so they're supposed to help push the blood through your arteries so that you don't have a risk of stroke or cardiovascular disease as a result of plaque buildup. But the problem is not all vitamins are created equal, especially in this area. There is so much going on. The fish could be, a little intoxicated, meaning it could be coming from waters that are polluted. So the omega-3, which is derived from fish liver, is therefore dirty and toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to do yourself any good by having a supplement that's intoxicating you. So the best benefit would be from the real Alaskan fish, like salmon from Alaska or underneath the polar ice cap. Or if you're taking a supplement route, then take something that comes from Sweden or, again, from North Pole. So places where the waters are not yet polluted.
Yeah, great advice. Okay, so vitamin E is also on this list. So what are the benefits of vitamin E?
Vitamin E is a great antioxidant. It's really an elixir of vitamins in that it prevents breast cancer. It is a great, powerful antioxidant for athletes. It helps you pump the blood better. It helps circulation around the body overall. For people who are cold in their extremities, you know, as a child, I was always cold, whether it was minus 15 degrees outside or, 110, I was always cold in my extremities. And that was a sign of vitamin E deficiency because your extremities get very cold. So that's the main job of vitamin E, is that to fight cancer cells from ever forming and help you with circulation. But the main source of vitamin E should be sunflower seeds or soybean or soybean nuts or soybean butter, wheat germ oil, mm-hmm. stuff like that, because vitamin E in supplements is almost always useless.
Yeah. Well, and a diet rich in antioxidants is just really good for your body. It's to fight off diseases. I love blueberries. I eat blueberries and broccoli often in my home. So let me ask you this. So there's this popular weight loss supplement. Can you tell us about it? It's conjugated linoleic acid. Is that what it is?
Yes, that's right. Linoleic acid, which is usually found in wheat germ or wheat germ oil. But it's very popular in weight loss, as a weight loss supplement. But the unfortunate thing is that it increases bad cholesterol or the LDL. And nobody talks about that. Yeah, we have such one-track minds. You know, we want to get into a size 4 dress by such and such date because we're invited to a great big ball or party or whatever, wedding. And we don't care about how we get there. We care just about the end result. So in the process, if you you create a bad cholesterol issue, well, for the rest of your life, you're going to have to fight that problem.
Right.
So it's best to do the right thing and have your 1 tablespoon of sunflower seed, have some wheat germ or wheat germ oil as a source of conjugated linoleic acid, and not worry about, you know, necessarily squeezing into a certain size dress.
Well, as usual, I'm inspired, Faye. I can't wait to go home and eat a healthy meal.
Exactly. Well, you always do anyway.
Yeah. It's so good to hear your voice. So good to have you back on the air with us. You'll have to come back more often. I miss you.
I sure will. I miss you too. Take care.
All right. That's Faye Alahi. You can find her at glutenfreenutritionforlife.com or specialneedsnutrition.com. Stay tuned, everyone. More coming up with Sean Wells. You're listening to One Life Radio. What you need. I said this youthful heart can love you. Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with PETA, reminding us that it's easy to be kind. Perhaps by not using glue traps.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Grey killing it on the music today.
Layla.
Who's that by? Do you remember?
Eric Clapton.
Yeah, but the name of the band?
Cream?
Derek and the Dominoes.
Oh.
The reason I know that is because it was the first album I ever got. And I got it as a gift from my sister when I was just a kid. You know, I was little. What'd you say, Cream? What do you laughing about?
That is an Eric Clapton band, but we were joking about something
old school.
Off air.
Yeah.
About Cream.
Oh, yeah. No, Derek and the Dominoes. My older sister, I've told this story before, used to work in a head shop and she used to get paid in albums. And I was obsessed with music at an early age, and I think I was probably like 7, something like that. And I had a record player in my room, and I can remember that. And then, but it was one of my first albums.
What is a head shop for those that don't know?
A head shop is where you get drug paraphernalia and albums and incense and
stuff.
Sure.
Stuff.
Okay.
Isn't that what they call it? Isn't that what a head shop is?
Like voodoo, like shrunken heads.
I don't know. It was a place, it had a really cool name. It was in our little town growing up. It was the only one there, but you know.
They're like smoke shops.
It was in the 70s, and she got paid. She used to come home with albums, and she had this amazing collection, you know, after working there for several years. But yeah, so. Yes. Music is so great. It really
is.
Well, you know, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, which is being revamped as we speak, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to all of our sponsors like Sun Warrior. Every time I say that, I feel like I'm saying Woolia. Sun Warrior.
Glaskly Wabbits.
But Sun Warrior, you can get it. It's an amazing premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powder and supplements. And Von Eaglin is actually the one that told me about it. And have you seen him? He's built like a brick house. And so to these people that say you can't get big and be muscular eating vegan plant-based protein diet, I disagree. He's living proof of it. But
the gorilla does okay.
And the gorilla, exactly, the gorilla. You know, that made me think of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Because there's part of, I won't give it away, but in part of the film, he meets with Coco. Coco the ape that's passed away, but it was so beautiful, the footage that they captured.
Is that the same one? You will
definitely tear up. I'm just going to tell you that.
Is that the same one that Robin Williams would go see?
Yep. It's amazing. It's really an amazing film. But again, our sponsors, I can't wait to talk with Sean for just a minute here about sunlight and infrared saunas. But I want to talk about the HM company real quick. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order, made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal, which they are heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, emotional, spiritual, and the social aspects of health, a fine, fine publication, just like Paleo Magazine. And so there's actually an article in Paleo Magazine about rethinking pain management. And in there, they talk about infrared saunas. Mm. And I told you my story about my knee from last week, how here's the thing. So I felt the immediate results. With anti-aging, you're not going to look in the mirror and go, oh, I look younger from one thing. But with the pain thing, and they address it in here in this article about pain management too, about the basically the power of fighting pain with the infrared sauna. And you just got yours. So what was the first experience like? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, it's so relaxing. I think that's, you know, that's part of it is that like you go into like your hidden little fortress and you get relax and shut off the world. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it. You know, like you have the, we're always in fight or flight mode.
Right.
And what's called sympathetic. And it's nice to kind of unplug and get into our parasympathetic mode where we're recharging and relaxing. And I think like just shutting off the world first off is like step one.
It's the healthiest thing you can do.
And then you can listen to music in there. You can watch Netflix or whatever. But then you also turn on the infrared. And you feel heightened being, I guess.
You do.
Yeah, you feel
I didn't even realize when I was looking up at the ceiling the other day, I was like, oh, there's a little vent. You can move it if you don't want to get as hot, because really what heals you is the infrared, not the heat.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's funny because just this morning I was reading Peace is Every Step by Thich Nhat Hanh and the paths of mindfulness in everyday life. And one of the things he talked about is everyone, you have a room to cook in, you have a room to, you know, sleep in, you have your bathroom, but peace. He says you should have a mindfulness room or a meditation room specifically. Yep. And I was thinking about my sauna, because that's what I feel like when I'm in there. I'm closed off from the world, alone with myself and my thoughts, and a chance to just unwind and breathe.
Yep, totally. So that's a nice escape.
Yeah. So I can't wait to hear when you haven't done the pain one yet.
No.
Can't wait for you to tell me what happens to you, because you have a lot of pain, don't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of knee pain. You've had all that surgery.
Yeah.
So I want to avoid that if I can. So, but it's always great to have Sean Wells in studio. For those of you maybe just now joining us who don't know Sean, I have never listened before. Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator, and he has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He is also a registered dietitian and has his master's of public health in nutritional biochemistry. Always a pleasure to have Sean on the show. You can find him at seanwells.com and Instagram at Zone Halo. So today we're talking about four labs that you need to get right now. I am dying to hear this. So let's start. Go.
Well, and first off, like some people like wonder what labs means. They think of like, you know, places where there's scientists and beakers and lab coats. And labs means just blood tests. And, you know, we obviously get blood tests when we go to the doctor for our physical or whatever annual. Like if there's something going on, they might check your blood. Certainly if you go in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain labs that we should be doing regularly that we don't look at.
Do we have to go to a doctor to get orders for these labs? Because that's what trips me up. I, you know, I'm like Mr. Rogers. I don't like doctors.
And that's totally fine. You can actually do it out of pocket.
Not personally, but you know.
Right. No, you can do it out of pocket at a fairly cheap cost, and it can be very private. There's several companies. One is Quest Diagnostics. They have
I've places, been to them before, yeah.
Yeah, all over the country. You can just go to them directly.
So you can just walk in. There's one right off of Central and right by North Park Mall, actually, at the Carroll Center.
Yep. You just walk right in.
Okay.
And so there's four labs that I say are like pretty critical that we should all be looking at in terms of our health, but no one's looking at. And that's frustrating because, you know, we've talked about the state of medical care and how it's very reactionary, very driven by disease state and dysfunction versus preventative medicine.
Right.
Right.
Well, and knowledge is power to change things.
Exactly. Exactly. So this data would be critical knowledge for your physician and yourself to know what health state you're in. And for about $150, $200, I'm saying you could have all these labs these four key labs and know exactly what your health status is, know exactly how long you're probably going to live and what your likelihood of getting a host of chronic diseases are.
Wow.
But we don't look at any of them.
I'm afraid to find out a little bit. People do get fearful, don't they? They're like, I don't want to know.
Absolutely. Out of sight, out of mind kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So you have four labs that you've picked out. And shouldn't it be hundreds to figure out all aspects of your health?
Absolutely. And most people think that you need like literally, I don't know, 50 labs or 25 labs or a bunch, you know, many pages worth of labs that take, you know, all these blood draws and you're going to be dizzy by the time you're done and it's going to be thousands of dollars worth of blood work. But no, I've picked out four key ones, $150 to $200. You can either get it cheaply, like through a copay with your doctor, or you can pay it privately, like we just said, go into like a Quest Diagnostics.
Okay.
But I've talked to you before about like almost every disease state tracks back to mitochondrial dysfunction. So the powerhouse of the cell, we all remember mitochondria, right? They create energy. And when there's dysfunction in them, we don't have enough energy. It's called insufficient cellular energy, ICE.
Right. And it's measured by ATP. What is it?
Exactly. Mitochondria create ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy molecule.
You go, Sean, with that brain.
that's the energy molecule. And that's why, like, when you have mitochondrial dysfunction, you start getting into, like I'm saying, insufficient cellular energy. You have less real energy. And you feel tired. If there's less energy in the cell, you feel more tired and you're more prone to dysfunction and disease. And so all these diseases tie into all this stuff and you start creating glycation, which is blood sugar damage, and inflammation. Uh-oh.
Okay, well, you know what? I can't wait to hear what these four tests are.
Okay.
More with Sean Wells right after the break. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
We'll be right back.
sing it.
I can't do that.
Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, and I've got Sean Wells in studio with me, along with Lexi and Avi. For those of you just now joining us, Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition, founded by our dear Dr. Joey Antonio. And what's the other fellow's name? He's been
Doug
on.
Kalman.
Doug Kalman, yes. What year did they start the International Society of Sports Nutrition? I don't even know.
About 15 years ago.
15 years ago? Dr. Joey's so great. Everyone loves him. But Sean Wells is great as well. And he is a fellow, as I said, through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. Sean has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator and has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He's also a registered dietitian, at least for now. has his Master's of Public Health and Nutritional Biochemistry. You can find Sean at seanwells.com or on Instagram at Zone Halo. We're talking about the four labs you need to get right now. Okay, so we've got everybody on the edge of their seats. What are they? What are your top two? Let's go with the top two first.
Right, so hemoglobin A1C, which now normally that's for quote unquote diabetics. That's a longer term blood sugar indicator. So like you can look at blood glucose, but blood glucose fluctuates way too much with insulin and the food we eat, carbohydrate.
Okay, so I want everyone out there who's listening that's in their car to know we're going to put this in our newsletter.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about writing it down, and we'll put all this information in the newsletter. Go to oneliferadio.com to sign up for it. And so
your doctor would say, "You're not diabetic. Why would you need hemoglobin A1C?" Well, because hemoglobin A1C and blood glucose, fasting blood glucose levels are correlated to the lower it is, the longer you live. The lower it is, the less chance at disease you have. The higher it is, now you're heading towards metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance, obesity, syndrome X, all this stuff, heart attack risk, everything. And like I'm saying, like mitochondrial dysfunction is related to glycation, which is blood sugar damage, and inflammation. So the other one we look at is CRP, C-reactive protein, and that's a measure of systemic inflammation. Now, normally you only look at that when you have heart issues and you have cardiovascular disease. So normally we only look at these labs once you already have the disease.
Right.
Which is super frustrating to
me. Well, and it makes sense. Okay, so let me ask you this, because when you were saying this, I was thinking, can you look healthy and be at risk?
Absolutely.
And so that's why everyone
It's a continuum. It doesn't like happen overnight. All of a sudden, your hemoglobin A1C and your CRP is high. No, it's like this happened over the past 20 years, but we weren't looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have literally just tracked these two labs, and I could have told you, you know, you're shortening your life. You're increasing your risk for all these chronic diseases, Alzheimer's, cancer, type 2 diabetes, renal dysfunction, all this stuff is happening because we're not looking at it.
Why aren't doctors looking at this?
That's the huge frustrating thing. Like we just talked about, it's you get reimbursed based on the disease state you have. And then we take action once you have the established disease state.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of preventative medicine.
And being proactive.
Being proactive, preventing us from getting the diseases in the first place.
It is frustrating. It really is. And so, like I said, we're going to put this in our newsletter for those of you driving and aren't, you know, sitting in a desk where you can write this down. So the first two are the CRP, the C-reactive protein test, and the other one is the
hemoglobin A1C.
Hemoglobin A1C. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So what are the next two in the top four?
So we've talked about the cholesterol farce before and how much it frustrates me.
Tell people.
Oh,
my
God.
Because the people that are taking cholesterol medication,
it's putting them at risk for, it's really like shortening your lifespan, putting you at risk for heart disease to be on these statins.
Why?
Well, one, they deplete CoQ10, which is really important for mitochondrial function. Which is why people get cramps and they feel low energy. So you're literally putting yourself into this pre-disease state by taking the statin.
Mm-hmm.
But also you're lowering cholesterol, and cholesterol is foundational for all the sex hormones. Think of like testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, all that stuff. But also like every cell has a cholesterol layer to it, and your brain is mostly made up of cholesterol. So when you're right. limiting cholesterol, this is why, like, if you look at any real studies, the higher the cholesterol, the longer the lifespan.
Yeah.
This is so silly.
It's so crazy. I'm thinking the song that just popped in my head is One Thing Leads to Another.
Yeah. The fix.
Yeah, the fix. Exactly. So it's true. It really is. And most people don't get it because they, you know, it's not because they don't want to or they're ignorant. You know, they believe their doctors right. have their back for them.
Right. So here's a case where your doctor's looking at the wrong thing. He's looking at this really simple test that's cheap that looks at LDL, HDL, and total cholesterol. We were told LDL is bad and that if total cholesterol or LDL is high, you're at risk. It's not true. There's only one subfraction that is actually correlated to heart disease risk, and it's a type of LDL. LDL can be high and you can actually be healthy, very healthy, but it's a VLDL that's correlated to heart disease risk, and you have to do a special test that they 99.9% of the time don't do. And it's called NMR or a VAP test. And that's where you actually look at the cholesterol subfraction. So your doctor has to do a deeper dive mm-hmm. and look at it more closely. If he's just looking at LDL, HDL, and total cholesterol, I would just shove that aside. I wish those tests would get just completely canceled, and we never use them again.
It's such a money-making business.
It is.
The same with the mammogram. It is. The mammogram has been outdated for like 6 years now, 6 or 7 years. My OBGYN told me that,
right.
you know, that it's antiquated, and yet we still do them.
Same with the prostate.
Yeah, we had Dr. Richard Elden.
There's all these surgeries taking place, and they don't need to take place.
Yeah, and I mean, if you live long enough, you're going to get prostate cancer.
Right.
You know, and most often, you don't have to do anything about it. But of course, if I was a male and, you know,
I'd be scared
to death.
Yeah, exactly.
that's what happens. They scare you. And then a lot of these men end up impotent, having surgeries and things done that they don't need.
Yep. Same with like the women, like you're saying, with the breast surgery. So,
yeah.
Or the reproductive health surgeries with essentially, you know, having everything removed, hysterectomies mm-hmm. and that aren't necessary. Yeah, all that's really frustrating. If you look at the data, it's like 70% of hysterectomies aren't necessary, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a whole other
topic. A whole other thing. I mean, gosh, and, you know, I can't wait to do the podcast after the broadcast with you. I'm not going to announce the subject yet, but it is a very intense subject that Sean and I are going to discuss off the air on the podcast after the broadcast. I love that we get to do that. I do.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I see the power of the podcast. And you have your own podcast now, too, you and Ryan Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really cool as well. But we've got about 1 minute. What do you want to say to people?
The last thing is vitamin D3. You've been told it's the sunshine vitamin. It's for bone health. It's not. It's actually a hormone. It is a vitamin, but it's also a hormone. And it's correlated to depression, mood, libido, sexual health, longevity, heart health, body composition, insulin sensitivity. So, and it's really tied tightly to circadian rhythm, the body clock, and we've talked about that. And if you're not getting enough sleep, then vitamin D's off, then all of these other things are off. So I would be looking at these four things. I would look at this NMR or VAP test. I would look at hemoglobin A1C. I would look at CRP. And then vitamin D3 levels.
I love it. I took like 10,000 IUs of vitamin D the other day. And it did help. It absolutely helped because I haven't been out in the sun as much these past couple of weeks. But thank you so much. Always a pleasure. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I know we always enjoy doing it. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today. Take control of it and make the most of it.